presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the skies! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the destroyed planet Krypton with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among other men disguised as mild Clark Kent, reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. As our story opens today, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copy boy, are returning home from their amazing adventures in the Caribbean Sea. Summoned back by Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, they're traveling north in the luxury of a compartment aboard the Thunderbolt, crack streamliner of the Atlantic Railroad. Clark Kent eagerly turns the pages of a late newspaper while Jimmy looks out the window. Neither one has a thought of danger. But even as the gleaming flyer slows down for a station, a voice from the past, unheard for months, travels over a secret wavelength. Listen.
Yes, we are calling YM.
This is YM. What have you to report?
Everything is in readiness.
You have arranged for the automobile to be met?
I am.
Where is the transfer to be made? Have you discovered that?
Yes. When the train reaches a small station known as...
Never mind that. All I want to know is that everything has been done to ensure success. There must be no failure.
We won't fail.
Very well. When everything is finished, you will report back to me in the usual way. Do you understand?
I understand.
That is all.
I see business is booming in the big town, Jimmy. Three murders and a jewel robbery. Oh, here. You want to see the comic page?
Huh? Oh, no thanks, Mr. Kent.
No? Well, what about the baseball scores?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, hey, you're a red-hot fan, aren't you? What's so interesting in the scenery? Where are we, anyway?
Oh, we just left a little place called Digbyville.
Oh?
Gee willikers.
Huh? What's the matter?
Look, Mr. Kent. See that highway that runs right alongside the tracks?
Yes.
Wait, you see those two cars? They're racing.
Say, they are traveling fast.
Yeah, faster than the train. They've gone right ahead of us.
Oh, well, that's just because we just pulled out of a station. Now, where do we pick up speed?
Now they've gone. Can't see them anymore. What's that you were saying about a robbery?
Right here on the front page. Say nothing of the murders. Well, have we caught up with those speeding cars yet?
Nope, not yet. Can't see anything.
What was that? Sounded like a scream.
I heard glass breaking somewhere in this car.
Come on, Jimmy. Remember, we're newspaper men.
Right.
There's a story in this. We don't want to miss it.
I told you it was in this car. In the next compartment. Look at that window, Mr. Kent. It's all smashed to bits.
What happened? What's going on?
Threw a rock through the window.
Oh, please.
No, it's all right, miss. Just take it easy.
What was it? Did it hit you?
Well, I was sitting right here reading my magazine. And all of a sudden, something crashed through that window.
Call the conductor.
No, don't do that. Nobody's hurt.
I'm so frightened.
Jimmy, see if you can find what it was,
all right.
If it came through the window, it must be in this car.
Yeah, I'll look under the seats. Chances are it was a rock tossed by some kid.
You find anything, Jimmy?
No, Mr. Kent.
Oh, here, I'll help you.
All right.
Oh.
Hey!
Sorry, Jimmy, I didn't mean to bump you.
That's all right, Mr. Kent.
Go ahead, you keep on looking.
Please, have you found anything? What was it?
Now, don't you worry, miss. Just be glad it didn't hurt you, whatever it was.
Well, who are you? How did you get in here so fast?
Why, we're in the next compartment, the one next to yours. The boy and I, we heard you scream.
Oh, couldn't help it.
And then we heard the crash of glass. Well, since I'm a newspaper reporter, I came running. Look, let me get you some water, will you?
No, thank you very much. I'm all right.
The conductor will be along pretty quick, lady. Everything will be all right, I'm sure.
I'm all right, I tell you. I'm so sorry to cause all this trouble.
Oh, shucks, lady, that's all right. No wonder it scared you. Maybe you'd better leave the door open
can't
now.
Can't you find the rock, Jimmy?
Golly, Mr. Kent, I can't find a thing.
No?
Whatever it was that came through that window, it's just vanished.
What? There's no rock? No stone?
Well, maybe there was, but it isn't here now.
Maybe it's out in the corridor. Miss, was the door open when the window broke, or don't you recall?
Well, yes. No. No, it wasn't open. I don't remember.
I guess it must have been open, or we wouldn't have heard things so plain, Mr.
Well, the door was open all right, young lady. In case you're so mixed up you don't remember. You just walked in from down the car. I was behind you.
Yes, you're right. I just sat down my magazine.
Well, then maybe the stone rolled out in the corridor.
Nothing out there, Mr. Kent.
No?
I looked all over. I tell you, if anything did come in, it's just vanished.
Well, how can that be? Where could it go?
Well, never mind, miss. It is a little queer, but it doesn't matter much.
But it does matter. It matters a great deal. I tell you, it does.
Here comes the conductor. Come on, boys. Maybe we'd better get out of here and leave the little lady alone.
Yes, he's right. Come along, Jimmy. Let's go back where we belong.
Gee, Mr. Kent, aren't you going to stay and see the conductor? Maybe there's a story.
Oh, there's no story, Jimmy. Let's go, huh?
Okay, Mr. Kent. It seems to me, even if there's a chance of a story, we ought to stay around and find out.
No, stop. I want to get back to our own compartment quickly.
Huh?
Hurry. Here we are. Close the door.
Right.
Well, there are one or two other angles that might make this a story, Jimmy. Even though our lady friend in the next compartment wasn't hit on the head.
What do you mean?
Well, for one thing, think back. Which came first, as you recall it? The crash of glass or the scream?
Well, glass, of course.
Oh? Are you sure?
Golly, Mr. Kent, it must have come first. Why would she scream before she was frightened? Especially if she was reading a magazine.
Yes, that's just the point. Why did she scream first?
Did she?
Absolutely. She screamed and then the window crashed.
But what made her scream?
Yes, exactly. What did? If you ask me, she wasn't reading her magazine at all, Jimmy. She was looking out the window. And she screamed because of something she saw.
What?
Yes, and if you ask me, it wasn't a boy getting ready to throw a rock. Whatever it was, she knew what it meant. It was something terrible, a shock. And it tore a scream from her throat before she could check herself.
But if that's so, why didn't she tell us that? Why did she say she was reading a magazine?
Yes, that's the mystery, Jimmy. Why did she lie? What is she holding back? Yes, and that brings us to the next item. I think it's high time we had a look at the missile.
The what?
The missile, Jimmy. In other words, the object that came through the window.
Oh.
See here?
Golly, Mr. Kent, you had it all along.
Sure. What do you think I bumped you for? I had it, Jimmy. And I kept it because the minute I laid eyes on it, I knew it might be interesting. Now, let's have a look, huh?
Gee, it's a cloth package.
Package and a heavy pack, like a bag of marbles. Careful now. I'm going to dump it out on the table.
Gee whiz.
Great Caesar's ghost. Precious stones, jewels worth a fortune. Jimmy, do you see that thing? That's a black diamond.
Mr. Kent, what? Golly, where did it come from? Whose is it?
Uh-huh. Where's that newspaper, Jimmy?
Right here.
Didn't I say something about a big jewel robbery?
Uh-huh.
Where is that? Oh, yes, here it is. Great Scott. $5 million worth of unmounted gems stolen from the foreign pavilion at the National Exposition.
And are these the gems?
Jimmy, they must be the same ones. Crown jewels from one of the most famous collections in the world. Worth $5 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Oh. I'll put them back in the bag.
Okay.
Carefully now.
And
that's it.
There we are.
Then hide the bag. Men commit murder for jewels like that, Jimmy. They may have done it to get them. They'll certainly do it to get them back.
Well, Mr. Kent.
Hmm? What is it, Jimmy?
I just happened to think. Those cars. The ones I saw racing along the road.
Yes? Well, what about them?
Maybe that was him. Maybe one of them had the jewels and the other was chasing them.
What?
Remember? Just after they got ahead of us that we heard the window break.
I'd forgotten, Jimmy. I believe you're right. I'm going out to have a look along the train. You hold on to the jewels and don't stir out of this compartment.
What are you
going to
do, Mr. Kent?
Oh, just look around, maybe question the girl. You stay right here, Jimmy. Don't you move until I get back. And hide that bag.
Mr. Kent, don't be too long.
Don't worry. You'll be all right. Boy's right. Those speeding cars did have something to do with this. I'd better look into it.
And to do that, Clark Kent gives way to Superman. I'll fly back along the tracks and see what happened on the highway. Now, out this door. No one's looking. Good. Out we go. And up. Up. Away.
Yellow Mask. Back from the past, the most dangerous of all international criminals appears again with the crown jewels of a world-famous empire as his prize. What will happen aboard the train? Who is the mysterious girl? What will Superman find as he soars above the railway line back along the way they have come? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.